So my sister just started dating this awesome guy, and he's an elementary education major. Oh, and wow. I realized, mm-hmm. even my own thought, I was like, why is he doing that? And then I thought, oh my goodness, why shouldn't he be allowed to do that?
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks.
Aloha, everyone, once again.
Aloha, friends and family. Welcome back to our new episode of our podcast, DT Talks Season 3. How are you doing, Deidre?
I am fine. How about you?
So far, so good. Can't complain. You know, I keep saying the same thing almost every episode, but...
Because you can't complain.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in Hawaii. I'm enjoying my life so far, studying, doing the podcast, mm-hmm. and just... That's my life, and I totally enjoy what I'm doing, so it's good.
That's good. Also, there's something we have to say about this episode to our Irish listeners, right?
Yeah. Top of the morning to you, laddies, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
By the time this episode's out, it's St. Patrick's Day, so happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, at least our Irish friends will be able to appreciate that they're biggest fans right now. Well, not the biggest fan, but number two most listeners in DT Talks podcast. So we're grateful for you guys for listening and for supporting us so much. So we're grateful for that.
Yes, we are. But then also because we're recording this around the date of International Women's Day. So we just want to let you guys know that this episode is going to be related to that.
Yeah, and the reason why we want to relate to that is because, like, you know, we want to appreciate women. But mm-hmm. before we get into that even more, let's just go to the news. This is Uncle Taro back at it again with another news from the goodnewsnetwork.org. You want to know what's the best kind of news this week, Deidre?
What is it? I want to know.
The headline say, heroic sailor dives into choppy seas to save 4 kittens from burning ship.
What? Wow.
So this
four
man,
kittens.
Yes, this man was very, very brave. If it was Uncle Taro's family, Uncle Taro's family will say that, oh, just leave the kittens. It's not worth going to save 4 kittens. Uncle Taro's life very sad. That's why, like, all the pets Uncle Taro have dies because family say don't care.
Oh, that's sad. Well, at least the sailor doesn't think so.
Yes. It says a brave Navy sailor recently plunged into choppy waters to rescue 4 kittens from a burning ship off the coast of Thailand.
Oh, in Thailand. Okay.
23-year-old... I don't know how to say his name. Uncle Taro don't like to butcher people's name, so Uncle Taro will say this Thai man, very wonderful Thai young man, received the emergency call and dove into the water while still wearing his pants to swim over to the wreckage. 4 terrified kittens were left behind on that time. They moved to the bow and were left clinging to a crane structure as the flames rapidly engulfed the ship.
Wow.
And then the Thai young man swam for 50 feet rough seas, and then he climbed up the sinking ship and saved all the 4 kittens.
That's really good of him.
To the audience who cannot see this, there's a picture of him having a kitten behind his back when he's swimming.
Aww, precious kitten.
Yeah, all the precious kittens. See, people care about animals so much. We should also care the same way. So the Thai young man who's part of the Royal Thai Navy's Air and Coastal Defense Command Operation Unit 491 and said, when we arrived, it was to secure the wreckage and check for oil spills, but we noticed the cats on board. I immediately took off my shirt and put on a life jacket so I could jump into the sea. The flames were at the back of the boat, but it was starting to sink, so I knew I had to be quick. I'm relieved that we were able to save the kittens. They would have drowned or died or thirst if they went into the sea. We can see this wonderful example of this Thai young man that he cares about all life. We should also think the same way, because unlike Uncle Taro's family, only care about our own life, only care about getting money, getting good career. See, this is not the life Uncle Taro wants. Uncle Taro wants good family, good pets, and save all of them.
Yes, he's setting his priorities straight.
That's why Uncle Taro is forever single, because never focus on money or career.
It's fine. You will find a good partner who loves pets as much as you.
It's okay. Uncle Taro is very happy being single. So it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think this is all the news. Take it away, Deidre.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Good news for today. Those kittens are fine. So now, because our topic is not focused on pets, but on women, and we are recording this with International Women's Day around the corner during this recording. So we finally have a female guest once again with us today.
Yeah, finally, because we had so many male guests in a row too. So that's the interesting part. But it's okay, you know, like the more variety, the better, and the more people can give their like personal opinions about whatever the topic it is when we talk about. Mm-hmm. But anyways, like the reason why this specific topic we want to focus on, because obviously it's today, but also we have a wonderful friend here. She was my tutor, English tutor to be exact, and a wonderful friend to Deidre.
Yes.
And we'll have her introduce herself.
Aloha! It's exciting to be here. So my name is Clarissa Tekeaki. I'm from Nevada, and I have been a student here at BYU Hawaii. I recently graduated, so now I'm teaching English language classes online for the school. I have a wonderful husband from Kitabis, where Deidre has been.
Yes.
And I love learning about cultures, and I love people and friends, and so I'm excited to be here today.
Is this your first time being in a podcast? And
yes,
all that?
I think it is.
You think it is?
I do have a YouTube channel. But
She does. That's right, guys.
Yes. To our friends and family who's listening today, please go to her YouTube. What's your YouTube name again?
Just Clarissa Tekeaki or Clarissa Explains on YouTube. And I talk all about culture and languages and family, things like that.
Mm-hmm. I like how she based it. The name was based on the show Clarissa Explains It All.
Hey, it's okay. You know, like that's her first name, and then her last name's a bit different. So
I love that show. I remember that show.
Right. So if you search Clarissa Explains, you might have to scroll down a little ways past all the TV show stuff to find me. But it'll be worth it if you do.
Yeah, be sure to go check it out. Good. Subscribe to her channel and also give it a support, because her content's pretty awesome.
Woohoo. Thanks.
And it's short. So a lot of people don't have to worry about, is it a long one? No. She explains it all in such a good amount of time. So it's nothing boring. It's actually nice to listen to her explain things.
So when you say short, it's like 5 minutes.
5 minutes or
five, so. 7 minutes,
Okay. That's like the perfect amount of time people should have. And they can spend it like easily on the normal day and all that.
Yes, unlike our podcast.
It's like long, it's not tedious, it's long, it's all good information, all education.
That's right.
Just letting you guys know.
Very good.
Yes, you can listen as you're doing things, so that's
right.
Fine. But thank you, Clarissa, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you excited?
Yes.
All right. So if you're familiar with our podcast, you know what's coming next. We are getting into this segment of Would You Rather with our guest, just to know her a little bit better.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. First question. Would you rather have no friends or no internet?
No internet.
Oh.
People are better than internet.
What if they're living alone and they have no friends?
Yeah, true. You have to go outside and meet real people.
It's hard sometimes wherever you're living though. But here it's fine. Here's like totally fine.
Right.
Go out, go to the beach. Don't know who he is or who she is.
Probably
the most friendliest person ever.
That's right.
Would you rather be the subject matter of gossip or never be talked about at all?
I think I'd rather be the subject matter of gossip.
Oh yeah?
Well, yeah, because like if people don't care about you, they're not going to talk about you. Yeah. And if you're really doing what you stand for, living your true life, people might talk about you sometimes, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's true, yeah.
Fair point. Yeah. Gossip's not the life. Gossip's not healthy, just so you guys know.
Gossip.
A lot of us like to do it. I'll admit, I'm the big gossiper. If it's something that's like... You know what's interesting? I never like gossip big things. I always gossip like the small things.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I don't like to share like big secrets, but it's like if it's like very safe, kind of safe, and I still gossip about it, I don't think it's a good thing. So don't do what I'm doing.
Don't do what he's doing.
Next question. Would you rather love your spouse or be loved by your spouse?
This one's hard. Because,
so she's married,
ideally,
guys.
Ideally, you both love each other. I think maybe be loved.
Because
maybe you will grow to love the person that is loving you and taking care of you. But if they don't love you, you might be out of luck.
True.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I know it's a tough one.
But what if like both of you have the same mindset? Oh, I want to be loved. And then the others also feel like, oh, I want to be loved too.
Yeah.
Why did you guys get married in the first place?
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Would you rather not put makeup again or not look at yourself again?
Ooh.
Not put makeup again. I do. I love makeup. I do. But if I couldn't look at myself, I don't think I'd be very good at putting it on. So yeah, it probably wouldn't work out.
True.
That is very true. You know what's funny? I remember when I was in Kiribati. So remember, yeah, Clarissa, that we all, the girls, we stayed in the house.
Uh-huh.
They will always be using the bathroom. There's only one bathroom and there's three of us in the house. And when they're in the bathroom and I have to go out and I like to put like eyeliner and lipstick. That's all I like to put. The only mirror in the house was in the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
And that was really the only time that I actually tried to put on makeup without a mirror. It was...
Yeah, it's hard.
It was not bad.
Oh, good. Yeah, the only one is eyeliner. I could never do eyeliner.
Yeah, that was the tricky one.
Well, I can't relate. I don't wear makeup.
It's okay.
So funny.
Final question. Would you rather live in a world with no disease or live in a world where there is equality?
Okay, so I've been thinking about this question. So I think equality of opportunity is great, but there's never going to be equality of outcome. Because if one person works harder than another person, they will get more. You know, it's never going to be equal. So I guess a world without disease, get rid of COVID. That would be cool. Yeah,
that's ideally what we want right now, exactly.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, and especially like imagine no cancer. Wow, that would be great.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah.
That's a good way to segment to our next session, you know. We're talking about equality. Pretty cool. Well, that's pretty much it for Would You Rather, just so you guys know. I hope you were all able to get to know Clarissa a little bit better. And we'll get right
to it. She loves her husband.
I do.
She must be loved by him.
We both love each other.
Aw, that's so cute. That's so cool. But yeah, we'll get to our topic right now, which is expectations of women.
Since we're talking about women with a female guest and with it being International Women's Day on March 8th, we want to use this episode to talk about women. So, Clarissa, do you know anything about the International Women's Day?
Well, I actually just looked it up to see if I could learn more before I came today, but it's just a day to celebrate the achievements and the progress of women. And it's not like owned by any organization. It's just like this international day to celebrate women. That's what I know.
Which is good.
Yeah, I think it's a great way because a lot of women are underappreciated in many occasions, especially my mom. We can talk about that in a little bit. For this specific celebration, we want to celebrate the achievements of women and talk about what they went through, especially what they are also going through right now.
And according to PlannedParenthood.org, they mentioned that our society has a set of ideas about how we expect men and women to dress, to behave, to present themselves. And then that's where gender roles in society come in. And it means how we're expected to act, speak, dress, groom, conduct yourselves based on your assigned sex. So for example, girls and women, you know how they're expected to dress in feminine ways, to be polite, to be accommodating and nurturing. Whereas men, they're expected to be strong and aggressive and bold. What do you guys think about this gender roles that society built on? What do you think about this mindset?
First of all, I think we've made a lot of progress in this area. Back many years ago, it was very, very rigid what women had to do and what men had to do and what they couldn't do. And I think that we have made a lot of progress. You know, I can wear basketball shorts and I can wear a cute dress and it's totally normal. And I can be a stay-at-home mom or I can go and have a career or I can do both. And I think that that is really, really positive. I do think that sometimes people who they want perfect equality and they want all gender roles to go away. And I personally don't really agree with that because I think that we can be equal but different. And we have these specific roles, at least some of them, for a reason. I think if women and men were exactly the same, we would lose a lot of the richness in our culture and how we naturally, like biologically, psychologically, have differences that complement each other. For example, you talked about women are more nurturing, maybe men are more protective. And that's not in every single case. I think that in general, that's how we're wired. So we need the strengths and the complementing abilities of men and women. But we also, I think, that men and women need to be able to do whatever things that they choose to do, if that makes sense.
Those are really, really great points that you're talking about. Like yesterday, I was just doing an assignment that's based on this, funny enough, for some reason. who would have thought like it would just like fall into place?
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of things in life, especially society, we tend to label things. And it sucks, to be honest. Like earlier, Deidre mentioned that women are expected to dress in feminine ways and to be polite, nurturing, and then men are supposed to be aggressive, manly, and all that. And so, why? You know, that's a weird thing to
like where did it come from?
Yeah, and well, the origins I can see why is people just want men to be more dominant and they want women to go down, and that's part of society. That's until these days, not every country, but some countries are still having men to be more dominant to women.
Yes.
Like women would have no choice or no freedom or even rights to do whatever they want. And like I haven't even like I wrote about India and how they practice dowry and all that.
Yes.
It's horrible, man. And then they would torture their wives and many more that they did that. It's disgusting. But I'm just trying to say also that we tend to label ourselves that because we're men, okay, we can't be feminine. And then women, they can't be masculine because they're not feminine. if they're masculine, they are not feminine. And if men are feminine, they're not masculine. So it's so weird that they do that. And I still think that labels are part of our lives and we shouldn't really have that.
Yes, I can totally see the points on both sides, like what Clarissa said and what Terrell said. Like Clarissa mentioned, of course, like back in history, there's all those typical gender roles, but it has indeed changed over time, especially in the more developed countries. And then like Terrell said, it's still not quite there for other countries, especially like I know in Asia, especially where there is still this idea that men should be dominant, men should be this way, and women should be submissive, and women should be this way. So there's a lot of like challenges for sure with that kind of mindset. Gender roles, I can see how it plays like a really big problem in society nowadays for a reason.
I think one huge thing that's still happening right now, even in the US, in Asia, and all over the world, is that women are underpaid. And like,
exactly.
And I don't understand that. Like, you work just as much as men, let's say in an office, like you're doing paperwork, and then you don't get paid as much for some reason. You have to think about how what women are doing as well. What if they're a single mom? What if they get pregnant, you know? If you're not getting paid enough to labor this much, and then you have to go into labor. Funny. And it's horrible. And there's no point. Why would women get underpaid for having a job? Women are not getting paid enough in life.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So we are really getting deep into that topic. But before we get like discuss more about that, we are also curious about what others think about gender roles and their views on women as well.
So we hope that our friends will share their audio recordings, then they'll be able to help you relate to what's going on in our society these days and see what general place in our lives right now. Okay, here we go.
Yes, I have heard of gender roles. I believe gender roles where the male has specific tasks that he does, like go out and work, and the wife is supposed to stay home and cook and clean and be a homemaker. I think that is what I've heard about gender roles. I believe women are more sensitive than men. I would say that we're maybe kind of equal. I personally think there is a place for traditional gender roles, but that is up to the discretion of the couple. I think domestic violence with prevalence towards violence toward women is probably a big problem. It is a problem in society today and has been for some time now. So definitely in terms of respecting women by not being violent towards them. Over 80% of domestic violence cases are not reported, and so that's scary, I believe, is towards women. And so that's one of the big problems in society today.
Yes, I've heard of gender roles, and I believe women are more sensitive than men. And I personally, it depends on, my answer for number three is yes or no, it depends. But I personally agree that women should stay at home. One of the biggest problems, I think, nowadays is the women are still being underestimated. I know that they have some same capabilities as men.
For question number one, have I heard of gender roles? Yes, I have. For question number two, do you believe women are more sensitive than men? I don't believe so, because I just believe that it's just all like personal preferences, because there are some men that are more sensitive than women as well that I know, and I don't think gender has something to do with that. Question number three, what do you mean by believe? Because I don't want to say it as believe or not believe. Maybe more like support or not support, because yes, I believe that there are some people that still support this, as in women staying at home and men going out to work the traditional way. But for my personal preferences, I don't really support that, especially now we're like in this era where everything has changed, and I just don't think there's set or standard of who is the breadwinner in the family. It will just all go back to how the family decide who will go out to work and who will stay at home. I don't want to be biased because I'm a woman, but I do still see some challenges or problems that women face, is that we're being looked down upon by our society, and especially when it comes to work stuff or even like professional lifestyle, kind of like, yeah, for work kind of thing. But then at the same time, I also do feel like there are women who wanted equality, but at the same time they're like still doing the ladies first. I don't know, I feel like that's the problem, because if you want equality, then we have to stop putting that ladies first motto kind of thing. Not trying to, how do you say it, like start a fire or anything, like not meaning to start any conflict or anything, but it's just something that I notice in the society. Like yes, they're still inequality, like in the society for women, like women are still being looked down upon by the society, but then at the same time I still feel like those women that still doing the, you know, like the ladies first thing, it's just like, wait, I thought you want equality. If you want equality, then there's no such thing as ladies first anymore then, because we're all equal, you know, if that makes sense. But yeah, not trying to pick up a fight or anything, but it's just like my thoughts of women problems in the society.
Yes, I have heard of gender roles, and no, I don't believe women are necessarily more sensitive than men. I think that you may even find men who are more sensitive than women. It's just that I think overall men just don't necessarily express themselves the way women do. Women can be really expressive and men can be very oppressive of their feelings. I don't believe in traditional gender roles, though if it is a choice that you want to be a homemaker and your husband can afford it, then by all means. But I don't think women should put down their careers just for things like that. I mean, not if she doesn't want to. And I think like the biggest problem is the concept that women are inferior to men. Like, the heck?
I think there's two main things people need to remember when it comes to gender roles and making assumptions about gender roles. Is one, which culture are you talking about? There are so many different cultures, and each culture has different expectations for each gender, men and women. So if you're talking about traditional American 1930s gender role expectations, then yeah, women were expected to stay at home and men were expected to be the breadwinners. And America still today kind of has that template, but we've changed a lot in the past 90 years. And that brings me to my second point, which is that gender roles do change. A good example of this is my mom. About 35 years ago, when she was first starting her family, she was educated, she had a degree, she had a part-time job as a teacher, and she kind of had to keep that a secret because she got a lot of flack from people in her neighborhood. Friends she'd associate with making comments like, shouldn't you be staying at home? Like, oh, well, don't you want to be the one to raise your kids? And all these different kind of side comments, kind of criticizing her for having a job. But now it's 35 years later, and almost every single wife in our neighborhood has a job, and some even own their own business. So gender roles do change. I don't think gender roles in and of themselves are inherently bad. Assigning who brings in income and who takes care of kids on Saturday is not inherently bad. I think the bad thing that people run into is when there's no conversation between the spouses and making assumptions. And then it gets even more complex when you marry someone outside of your culture who has different cultural gender expectations. And so I think the key really is to have a discussion within your marriage about what you expect from each person and what your culture expects from each gender. That's really important to know if you want to kind of work together as a team and be in tandem that way. And so yeah, that's what I think.
Yes. So, Clarissa, one of the questions that we ask these friends of ours is, do you think women are more sensitive than men? What do you have to say about that as well?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that all of those people were so articulate. It gave me lots to think about and lots that I kind of want to say. Well, I think I kind of said earlier that I do think that in general, women have different qualities than men. And one of those generally is probably being more sensitive. However, you can't stereotype, oh, all women are sensitive and all men are not sensitive. Absolutely not. And like they said, you know, some men are more sensitive. And I think that it's really awesome for both genders to kind of work on all of their strengths and not feel like they have to suppress any part of them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because I recall learning before in one of like my classes on psychology, there were studies that females do score higher than men in tests of emotion recognition or social sensitivity and empathy. But it's also true, like what you said, we cannot stereotype that for everyone. Like each of us are different. Like a guy could be more sensitive in some things than I am, and I could be more sensitive in other things than he is. But yeah.
Yes.
I think besides talking about sensitivity, we have to also think about how women and men can also be feminine and masculine. So like, it's, again, I want to reemphasize that this is just a label. So whenever we say, oh, women are masculine, we always imagine them as like, oh, really buff, stronger than men, wins all the arm wrestling, lifts the strongest pounds in the gym. So we can also think of it as a personality, you know, like women who are braver, more courageous, more willing to stand up for what's right. You know, people who are willing to be a part of the, let's say, Me Too movement or any women movement in the world. So we can think about as that's part of their personality. We don't generalize all women being masculine or feminine, but it's the kind of concept that we can think of, like women can be brave. They're not just at home anymore, and they shouldn't be just at home anymore. They are free to do whatever they want. They are free to make choices. They are free to have their own rights for the family and their career as and well.
For themselves, yeah.
If I could respond to that, I think our gender roles are very centered around the family because that is the basic unit of society and families are really important. And so the traditional kind of roles, as we know, the man goes to work and the woman stays home and takes care of the kids. I think that it's really positive in our society. That's becoming more flexible. However, I don't like when people say like women shouldn't have to stay home, like they have to have a career. And I think that the most, possibly the most powerful part of being a woman is being a mother and being able to bear children. And I feel like a God-given thing that I am so proud of. And I'm so excited to be a mother. And so I really don't like when people are like, oh, you're just a mom. Like, you know, you should go have a career. So it goes both ways. You know, I think that demeaning family responsibilities is really dangerous. But at the same time, women can and need to be free to do what they want. You know, I'm getting my master's degree. My mom didn't get her master's degree, but I think that we build on each generation. The balance of those two things. Yeah, that's all.
Awesome, awesome. Good thoughts right there. Yeah. Good thoughts.
Something. Well, while that is actually something I want to bring up, and we will definitely talk more, because I think it's quite crazy that there are so many stereotypes that are especially pointed to women. And again, on PlannedParenthood.org, they mention that there are four basic kinds of gender stereotypes. First one is personality traits, where, as we talked about, like sensitivity, or women are more accommodating, emotional, men are more self-confident and aggressive. Second one, domestic behaviors. Women have to take care of kids, women have to cook, women have to clean, men only have to work, men have to do repairs. The third one is occupation. This one I didn't really think about, but it really made sense. People always see women as nurses and teachers, and men are the ones who become pilots and doctors and engineers. And then lastly, physical appearance, where women are expected to always look feminine, thin, graceful, whereas men are expected to be tall and muscular, and, you know, all the differences in grooming. Those are the four basic kind of gender stereotypes that people have. I don't know if you guys want to talk about specific ones. What stood out to me was occupations. I didn't think about that. For example, if you say, Terrell Sunny says that he wants to be a nurse instead of a doctor, people would be like, wait, what? Why do you want to be a nurse? That's for a woman. You don't see men become nurses. Usually that's the kind of reaction you get.
Yeah.
But yeah, what are your thoughts?
So my sister just started dating this awesome guy, and he's an elementary education major. Oh, and wow. I realized, even my own thought, I was like, why is he doing that? And then I thought, oh my goodness, why shouldn't he be allowed to do that? We just have these norms. Like, I remember my grandma talking about, so often women would be teachers and secretaries, and what a blessing that women can be in science, at least, you know, like in our country, in America. But I totally agree with that. The other one that stood out to me was appearance. I think that that is something that's so damaging. Is like the unrealistic expectations for women to look a certain way, and it's all about how you look. You know, a man can show up and kind of brush their hair and they're fine, but a woman is expected to do all of these certain things. And like I said, I love makeup. I want to wear makeup because it makes me feel good. I think that so many girls, especially like younger girls, teenagers, they go through a lot of pain because society is trying to make them think that they have to look a certain way. So in that, I'm totally a feminist in that area. It's not about what you look like. That's the least interesting part of a person. It's all about what you do and who you serve and your goals and your relationships. Feel strongly about that.
Fair enough. You brought up a very, very good point about that, is that the primary reason why we have these traits and personality that we perceive is because of media. Hollywood, if you think about, you know, the latest movie, can't think of the latest movie right now, but you can always see the female protagonist being skinny.
Right.
Yeah. They dress her, you know, sexy.
Yeah,
and
exactly. And then like men, it's the same thing. They're perceived as, in Hollywood or in the media, as someone who's really muscular, who can do everything, and here's somehow they would perceive women don't really care what men are gonna say or think in that particular position. But then if you think about it in real life, you're like, people don't like, I was about to say scumbag, but that's not a good word to say. People don't like people who's really rude, and that's a real thing. And like, if we were to look at the domestic behaviors, like, we are so perceived that women should always be graceful and always never speak their minds, because when they speak their minds, that means, oh, they've done something wrong and we should shut women down. And that should not be the case. You know, I think this is still going on, which I'm not familiar with, maybe certain countries. Malaysia is getting there, it's getting up there, but like, it's still gone down to the fact on certain races where women are treated badly and they don't have a voice, especially in Malaysia. Yeah.
Right. There are a few of them, I think. The recordings, they were talking about domestic violence. That is a real problem in a lot of countries. It's so sad. And I think that sometimes I forget, because I've been really blessed. I come from a long line of strong women. I don't feel oppressed because of the family that I was raised in and the country that I live in and the opportunities that I have. I've been able to speak my mind and do what I want and get the education that I want. And I think that the starting place for those other countries, you know, is those kinds of things like education. My grandma got a college degree. And so then it's like great for me to get a college degree because of course women go to college and they can do whatever they want. And that's got to start somewhere in every country. And I think education is a good first step.
I just, when she brought up education, I started thinking about those countries where they don't want to give proper education to women. Like, remember at one point, women, it was looked down on for them to actually be able to read or write.
Oh, yes, yes. Right.
Yeah. So that one was really tough, and I'm just so glad that that changed. And like nowadays, yeah, we are lucky that women, we can get our education, we can study what we want. But then, of course, there'll still be like some places where it's still hard for little girls to even be able to study because they're like, no, that's more something for men.
Well, with that being said, I feel like we covered a lot of things that we're going to ask after this, but for some reason, we already answered most of it. But maybe we can have a little bit more. We can dive in deeper on what we need to say. Is that this next question I'd like to ask is, what do you feel personally that is problematic for women in this day and age?
Yeah, so I already talked about domestic violence, and I think that that's something that I'm really, really passionate about. And I think also just going back to what some of those people were saying about in families, I think that abuse in families is so sad. Even if it's just like undertone oppression, like, oh, the man has to make the decisions or whatever. And I think that when it comes down to gender roles, I think that what they were saying about how the couple needs to work it out together, that is so true, you know? So some couples, they are so happy with really traditional gender roles. And my grandparents, they have the strongest marriage and they're both so happy with what they do because that's how they've worked it out. And I think that every couple can do that differently, you know, whether you're working in the home or out of the home and who's going to do what jobs. I'm really lucky my husband does all of our laundry. Like I've done, I think, one load of laundry since I've been married for 2 years.
Oh, really?
Isn't that crazy? I know. So obviously my husband is very willing to help. And, you know, of course he's still in school. So I have the bigger job right now. I make more money than him. But in the future, I am hoping to be a stay-at-home mom. I'll still work. Like I hope that I can give music lessons or tutor. I still want to pursue my education. And later, you know, once he graduates, hopefully he will get the bigger job. But throughout the different stages of life, couples need to really communicate and husbands need to really be equal partners with their wives, and they need to see what they both want to, like what they both care about and how they want to divide that so that they both can feel appreciated. And I think there's a million ways to divide that up, and it's all good. I don't know if I answered the question.
No, you did. It's a good thing. And it does go back to, you know, when you're in a relationship or when you're married or when you have a family. You know, it's really up to both of you to communicate order to live with each other's differences and problems that you might have. And you're right about people being okay with certain gender roles are based on that gender, and it's fine, but it's totally
like
up to
as long as both sides agree. I think one of the audio messages mentioned is that people still think that women are inferior to men. That one really bothers me. It covers a lot, like whether it's in the work field or whether it's at home. Just looking back on my experience, I remember growing up. So my mom, she has three girls. I'm the youngest. And of course, girls, you expect us to play with dolls and have all these little clothes to dress your dolls with. And I remember as a child, I wanted to play with cars, wanted to play PlayStation, play those racing games. I wanted like superheroes, I wanted robots. And my mom always said, no, that is for boys, you are a girl. That like stuck to me, and I was like, why am I not allowed to play with this? She's like, no, it's for boys, you're not a boy. And then growing up, I remember there was someone I knew who didn't allow their son to wear pink because they said, no, that is for girls. You are a boy. You cannot wear pink. It just really bothered me. And for some reason, I'm like, what? Why does it matter what I play with, what I wear, what I want? Are you scared what? It's going to change my gender or something? I know like I am biologically a female, yes, but that doesn't mean I cannot like this and this. Like, why does it have to be assigned to certain genders? Like, why do boys get the fun with robots and cars? Why can't I? So like, and then another thing I saw at home as well, because my family's mixed race, different cultures. My dad's culture, because he's Indian, they see the man as the head of the household, of course. And so the wife will always have to obey the husband. So my mom was telling me one day before I was born, it was when my sister was young. My sister was sick. She's a baby. She was sick. My dad was out working. So my mom was at home alone with her mother-in-law, my grandma. And my grandma was this traditional Indian woman. My mom was worried about my sister because she was having a high fever. It's her baby. My mom wanted to take her to the doctor, to the clinic. But the only way she could get there was if she traveled by herself by bus, because my dad's not around. He's at work and he has the car. And my grandma would not let my mom go out. She said, no, you have to listen to your husband. You have to wait until he comes home and then only you can go out. And my mom was so mad. She's like, this is my child. I'm worried about my child. She is sick. Why do I have to wait for my husband to say anything when this is also my child? And my grandma was still insistent. My mom just couldn't take it. She left and she went. She's like, I don't care. This is my child. But of course, there was a huge argument and such about that back home. But yeah, there's these mindsets.
Yeah, it's hard to change these kind of things. And I want to bring up something that you mentioned earlier about like, oh, girls can only play girl things and boys can only play boy things. I read an article and a story as well about Gender X. So if you're familiar with that kind of story and the kind of concept of having a child being genderless. Because like I mentioned before that all of these are labels. And I'm just going to give you a small context. If you want to read it, you guys can read it. You can look it up. It's really cool. Is that this Gender X child, he was brought up without letting anyone know. Only the parents know the gender, but without letting anyone know about the gender. And then I call it for now, or he or she, whatever. It can do everything. And then it's because I feel like we're labeled as certain genders. That's why we obstruct ourselves. Or people are preventing us from doing more things. So for Gender X, it is good at playing sports. And it really loves to play dolls and play race cars and many more. And it is good at every single thing that it's doing. And so if you think about it, why are we so fixed on being labeled? And like we feel like if we don't do other things, we are obstructed from our potential, from doing more things. And I feel like there should be a concept where there shouldn't be a prevention of like letting the child do whatever it wants. Because you never know, maybe you're a girl that's really good at playing chess is going to dominate the world for playing chess. Or for men, they're going to be good at consulting people one day, and they're going to be good at consulting people all over the world. So you never know. I kind of don't understand why society needs to label like boys need to play certain things and girls need to play certain things. So pretty weird, but yeah.
I hate kind of disagreeing with you, but I have to respond. No,
it's good. It's good to have different sides, of course.
So I agree for sure that kids should be able to play whatever they want, do the sports, play with dolls, because they're kids, you know? They want to explore. They want to do these different things. Well, and I think if, you know, you bring religious ideas into this, I feel like gender is an eternal characteristic that was given to us by God. Let them do whatever they want, but still, if they are a boy or a girl, that was given to them by God, and that's who they will be in society. And what that means can be more open, but there are certain things about men and women that don't change. And so I think that when you tell a little kid you don't know if you're a boy or a girl, that can be really confusing and harmful.
Especially going to the bathroom.
I definitely think that that's bad.
Okay, well, from your part,
sorry.
Of course, don't worry about it. I totally understand what you're trying to get at. But what I'm trying to say is like probably just like you teach them certain principles that a man and women should do, but also like you can still let them do activities that they like.
Yeah, let them wear pink, let them play football. Yes. I agree completely with that.
Yes. I mean, yeah, biologically, yes, you're male. Biologically, you're female, but what you like to do eventually as you get older, that will be your choice.
Yes, exactly. Yes. That should be the always the principle.
Ding,
for
ding, ding, we got it.
That's why I'm here, guys. I am here in the middle. But yeah, since we're talking about women, especially, I know gender roles, it will be another big topic for sure. But because like we're talking about women, I also wanted to ask, do you think, Clarissa, that times are changing, that expectations of women are getting better now?
Yeah, I think so for sure. You're right. It's a whole nother topic about gender mm-hmm. ideology. And sometimes it's, in some cases there, it's getting more confusing for people. But I think as for like women's rights, I think it is getting so much better. I was thinking during this whole conversation we've had, how blessed I am and how sometimes I don't realize what is going on in other parts of the world. I don't feel oppressed, but that doesn't mean that there are so many women that do around mm-hmm. the world. And yeah. it makes me, you know, and when I hear about those kinds of things and lack of education and domestic violence and, you know, being limiting women in their freedoms and their rights because they're a woman, that gets me fired up. And it makes me want to learn more about those issues and those yeah. places and, you know, see what I can do to help. And, you know, I don't know exactly what that is, but I think awareness is a good step. And yeah, just I'm so grateful that I am a woman. I love that part of my identity.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you have it. It's a great answer. Just right there, off the bat. I feel like the expectations have already changed. And like women would have, certain countries would have more rights, which mm-hmm. is good. We're heading the right direction. Right. Like, and
yes.
And women are getting everything they need in order to, not to say to fit into society, but at least they would have the means of being free, of being women.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Isn't that a story though, Tyrell, you wanted to bring up about your mom?
Oh, I'll just say it shortly because of time. She's a single mom. She's basically mm-hmm. took care of me her whole life. And she struggles finding a job. And like living the time of the 90s or late 90s and early 2000s, and it's still in the process of getting paid more and getting the right job for what you studied. And unfortunately, she didn't get much, and she had to find a lot of jobs in order to pay for her bills and all that and to take care of when I was born. To add on that is that my dad left me, just letting you guys know, before I was born, back to China. So if you're listening to this, you're a big jerk, Dad. Anyways, yeah, I'm just saying that my mom, like, being a female is the most hardest thing that you can do throughout your life. And like, I'm glad that the world is changing and heading for a better direction for the current women today who's still growing up, who's still getting education, who's still like focusing on their career. I feel like they are getting more freedom to do so, and they have their own means, and it's a wonderful time to live in for the current generation. I'm pretty happy about it.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah, there's so much that has definitely changed for sure. Because I like reading history, and I remember reading how, yeah, there was a lot of things women cannot do. And thankfully, many of those mindsets have changed over time. And of course, there's still so much we have to do, especially for people of different cultures. And like Clarissa has mentioned before, like, I think the best way is, of course, starting with education, where we really teach people like, hey, this is going on. There's a world out here that's like this. You just got to be aware of it. I know we all have our differences. We all have different ways of being brought up and such. But as long as it's for the better, especially for the individual and especially for women, whatever your choice is, whether you want to be a homemaker or you want to work or do whatever else, as long as you're doing what makes you happy and you're not feeling tied down, or just as long as no one's stopping you from doing what you want, then yeah.
There we go. It's a great answer.
Okay.
Yeah, friends and family, we've come to the end of our show. Unfortunately, I think we
I know, so fast.
Yeah, we covered a lot of things that we wanted to talk about, and we thank Clarissa for giving wonderful thoughts about this. And how do you feel like being in this episode and being the end of it right
it's
now?
Seriously been so fun. It's just fun to talk to you guys and think about important issues in a really good way. So thank you guys so much for having me.
No worries.
Of course. And especially because you brought like a different way of seeing things. That's definitely something we need as well.
Yes, I'm a strong woman who is not afraid to speak my mind.
Hey, it's okay. And I'd rather have
strong, independent.
Great, yes.
Yeah. I'd rather have women that's like that. So
that's right.
Just so that we can know.
Yes.
Bring awareness. That's perfect. The most important part of our society right now.
Yes. We will not be silenced.
or specifically.
I suddenly thought of Aladdin.
Or specifically, women will not be silenced.
Oh yeah, that's my song. I sang that.
So any final words from you guys?
I won't be silenced. Just kidding.
That's well, right. Now you know. Now you know Clarissa can sing.
Yes, she can. She studied vocals, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, my final words are, women, you have your own freedom and choices to do whatever you want at this point. Don't let any man, anyone at all, to bring you down, because you are strong, you're courageous, you're brave, and keep going at it. You're on the right path.
You have worth, yeah.
Yes, you're going to have a wonderful future.
Yay. We all have our own potentials. We all have worth, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much, fellow friends and family, for listening to our DT Talks podcast season 3. So we also thank Clarissa for coming and becoming our guest here today. We hope that whatever we talked about here today, about especially about International Women's Day and about women especially, you'll be able to learn the importance of it, and you'll be able to be aware of what's going on in this life, and you'll be able to spread this message to others. Especially about women.
Yes, be kind to each other, guys, no matter what.
Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music as well. So thank you so much for listening. And this has been
DT Talks.
Woo!
We're done.
That's a wrap. Mahalo.
Mahalo.